From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Markets continue to pick up on Thursday. Benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex increased by around 0.90% each. Power, auto, and metal stocks led the surge during yesterday's trading session. Despite yesterday's good news, the markets have been volatile of late. Much of this volatility can be attributed to small-cap stocks, which suffered a crash after the market regulator warned investors of the possibility of a small-cap bubble. The BSE Small Cap Index is flat for the year and down 4.5% in March. Mint's corporate writer Varun Sood unpacks one of the reasons behind this volatility: offshore funds. After a long investigation, Varun discovered that three men at the helm who were involved in dozens of small-cap stocks. They have been accused by the Enforcement Directorate of operating a hawala scam and manipulating the stocks. This is an excellent read if you want to understand how small-cap stocks operate. Thursday was also the last trading day of the financial year for 2024. For the last month, Nifty and Sensex have increased by 31 and 27% respectively. Small and mid-cap stocks increased by more than 65% despite the recent volatility. Mint Markets correspondent Deepthi Sharma brings you a summary of the equity market's performance in the past financial year. You might have made some gains on a stock, but earlier you still had to wait 2 working days for the proceeds to be deposited to your account. This changed to 1 day. Now you can realize your gains instantly. The markets regulator SEBI has approved same-day settlement on a trial basis. This process is called the T plus X system, where X is the number of days taken to process a transaction. A limited number of brokers and a set of 25 stocks are currently following the T plus zero system. SEBI is going to assess the results in 3 to 6 months from now before deciding if a universal rollout is possible. Deepthi Sharma explains the T plus zero model and how it might change equity investing forever. Recently, the Reserve Bank of India asked Federal Bank and South Indian Bank to stop issuing new co-branded credit cards. Usually, these tie-ups are either with retail outlets or fintech companies. Mint's banking correspondent Gopika Gopakumar writes that these partnerships came under the RBI scanner after it found that banks were sharing their risk assessment models with the companies they tied up with. These assessments are supposed to be done in-house by the banks, which can contain sensitive information about a user's financial data. The RBI also wants to prevent the rapid rise in credit cards issued. About 99 million such plastic is currently in circulation in India. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.